Every spring, the nation's capital welcomes the cherry blossoms and the Environmental Film Festival. Flo Stone, the director and founder of the festival, tells VOA that the event is wildly popular.
Every single year, it has grown. It's a collaborative festival with, this year, 110 organizations, and we're showing films in 56 different locations. We have never had a place turn us down. Never.
Movie theaters, museums, and universities screen films with a fresh perspective on environmental issues. Eskil Hart's One Degree Matters focuses on the destructive impact of global warming.
The latest climate change models predict that with business as usual, the world temperature on average will rise 6 degrees centigrade by the end of this century. In the Arctic, it could be as much as 12 degrees.
Hart tells VOA that although his film rings the alarm on global warming, it also carries a positive message that we can stop carbon emissions with renewable energy such as solar and wind power.
We're showing that the technology is out there. We can start changing the world tomorrow if we want to.
The U.S. documentary The Greenhouse shows how private initiative is changing the world one step at a time. Jason Scadron and Liv Violette's documentary chronicles the building of the first carbon-neutral house in McLean, a Washington, D.C. suburb. Architect Mark Turner built a house that is about 75% more energy efficient than the average American home. Its green roof, thermal floor tracks, and fiber optic skylights all say green, Scadron tells VOA.
We really focused on how this house is being made and how this house could be an example of future houses. There's a wellness to living green.
That is not the case with West Virginia's coal country. The documentary, called also Coal Country, shows how a mining technique called mountaintop removal destroys the environment and releases greenhouse gases in the Appalachian Mountains. Filmmaker Phyllis Geller describes the process.
Where they blast off the tops of the mountains, they roll all the debris, the rock and the dirt and the trees, roll them down the mountainsides into the valleys which contain streams.
Coal country also throws light on the tensions between those in Appalachia who work for the industry and those who live close to the mining sites and feel their lives are threatened by carbon emissions.
The coal industry has supported myself, my wife, and my three children.
They are peppering us with coal dust. We come down here and we film the coal dust falling on the cars. You can wipe it up with your hands.
The documentary says coal produces nearly half the electricity in the U.S. So although it's not easy to replace, many of the films say environmental progress is on the horizon. Change is within our means. And without it, the filmmakers say, we would be doomed. Penelope Poulou, VOA News.